I welcome everyone here today in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We are continuing the message we started on Sunday on the necessity of divine direction. We came to the point where we said that in order to experience divine direction, God's voice of direction, three things were needed. And the media could help us with that. Number one, we said you must discern your need for God's voice of direction. You discern your need for God's voice of direction. Interest is the birthplace of insight. Desperation is the magnet of direction. Second, we said we must possess the heart of meekness. The meek will he guide in judgment. The meek will he teach in the way that he shall choose. Moses was the meekest man of his generation. And Moses had more direction than anyone of that generation. And number three, we said you must tune your spirit to secure his signals and voice of direction. We must tune our spirits. What we are here to do tonight is tuning the spirit to secure direction. Tuning the spirit to secure direction. You can make that a point, it's a subject of his own, or you make it a continuation of Sunday's message. Tuning the spirit to secure direction. In Habakkuk chapter 2 and in verse 1, he said, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and I will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. I will set me upon the tower. I will set me upon the tower. What is the first thing we do The first thing to do in tuning the spirit is maintain a spiritual disposition. Number one, maintain a spiritual disposition. Revelation chapter 1, verse 10. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day and I heard. I was in the spirit and heard. It is not possible to hear until you are in the spirit. I was not in the flesh, then I heard. I was not carnal, then I heard. I was not bitter, then I heard. I was not sin-filled, then I heard. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard. Many are trying to hear from the flesh. Many are trying to hear from carnality. Romans chapter 8, if we start from verse 3. 4. 5. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Next verse. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Next. Because the carnal mind is an enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But if you are not in the flesh but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Next. For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. The summary of this is that you cannot connect spiritual signals until you are spiritually aligned. Both your mindset, your climate, your atmosphere must be spiritualized, must be spiritual to hear. It is not after watching a horrible movie that you want to hear. It's not after gossiping people that you want to hear. It's not after lying that you want to hear something from God. I believe it was in Isaiah 27 verse 3 or Isaiah 26 verse 3. He said, he will keep in perfect peace. That's right, 26:3. Thou will keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. Whose mind is stayed on you. Whose mind is stayed on you. You will. So, stay your mind on him is part of maintaining that spiritual disposition. Why is that perfect peace important? Psalm 85 verse 8. Peace is what we hear when we hear God. I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace. Am I communicating? Is the equation now complete? If my mind is stayed on him, I am in perfect peace. And if I hear him, he speaks peace to me. So if I stay my mind on him, it is easy to hear him. Somebody say a loud amen. If I stop here, we have heard enough today. That to tune your spirit is to maintain that climate of the Spirit. Not carnality. Not frivolity. Not carelessness, not worldliness, but a disposition of the Spirit, a disposition that is spiritual. I was in the Spirit on the last day, and I heard. There are so many people who are always talking, always talkativeness. They have to talk about everything. Just so natural and so carnal and so ordinary. Nothing is so spiritual about them. And they are wondering why they are not hearing God. So number one, maintain a spiritual disposition. Number two, step into the word or cultivate the climate of the word. To connect his voice. cultivate the climate of the word. The word you are reading, the word you are hearing, the word you are listening to, cultivate the climate of his office of the word to connect his voice. 1 Samuel chapter 3 verse 21, the Bible said, the voice, and the Lord appeared again in Shiloh. For the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. He appeared again in Shiloh to Samuel by the word of the Lord. From the word, it is easy to hear his voice. I believe it was in Psalm 62 verse 11 that says, once God has spoken and twice have I heard, that power belongs to God. So there is the verse of scripture and there is the voice behind the verse. God spoke it once but you heard it twice. That hearing from that word is his voice. Psalm 29 verse 3 said, the voice of the Lord is upon the waters. What is the waters? Ephesians 5:26, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word. The voice of the Lord is just right on top of the waters. Just like that. Just on top of it. Lord, thank you for this scripture. What are you saying to me from here? You see, I am saying that the weapon that can kill you has not been fashioned. So no weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. That was the voice that I heard. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against you in judgment, thou shalt condemn. Lord, what are you saying to me here? He said, I am saying that the weapon that will succeed against you shall not be manufactured. Easily. It just comes out of it. It comes out of it. And if God can help you to hear that, then the same voice that spoke to you from that passage can become the same voice that is saying, this journey you are going to go, don't go. I am not with you. So you can familiarize yourself with his voice from his word. Did you hear what I just said? You can familiarize yourself with his voice through his word. So that if you hear at other occasions, you will be sure that it is the same God who spoke to you from that Bible, whose voice you are still hearing. He said he appointed 70 also. That should go into every city that himself will come. After this, the Lord appointed other 70. And that word appointed came out like this. What is the meaning of that? You are not just in ministry because you wanted to be. You are not just in ministry doing me a favor. You are on my appointment. And if you are on my appointment, there are packages in the appointment. The people who invite me to preach in their ministry are not the ones who pay me. The one who appointed me pays me. And he does pay. So, from there, you begin to hear his voice, and that voice begin to translate into other areas of your life where you become so quick and sensitive to things. Maintain. Cultivate the climate of the word to connect his voice. Number three, we are talking of tuning. Create the climate of worship and praise to connect his voice. These are tuning apparatuses. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 29 to 30. He shall have a song, as in the night when a holy solemnity is kept, gladness of heart, as when one goeth with a pipe to come into the mountain of the Lord, to the mighty one of Israel. And the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard. You shall have a song. You shall have a song. And the Lord shall cause his voice to be heard. 2 Kings chapter 3 and in verse 15. 2 Kings chapter 3 and in verse 15. The Bible said, but now bring me a minstrel. And it came to pass when the minstrel played, that the hand of the Lord came upon him, upon Elisha. And he said, thus saith the Lord, make this valley full of ditches. As soon as the minstrel ministered, he heard the voice of the Lord. Acts chapter 13 and in verse 2. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted. Minister to the Lord is worshipped and fasted. The Holy Ghost said, there are two things that worship will do to you. First of all, worship will activate the speakings of God. And second, worship will open your sensitivity to hear what God is saying that you have not heard. The worship opens you up to hear, opens you up to receive. Very, very important. And my suggestion is, don't just create a climate of worship because you want to hear. Let that climate around you be permanent. That climate of worship, let it be permanent. Let it be permanent in your toilet, permanent in your kitchen, permanent in your car as you are driving. That is, it's either the word is playing in the car or the worship is playing in the car. Let it be something. The word is playing on the worship. Because both of them are channels through which God can speak. And because God can speak to you at any time, you create that climate. You create that climate. And with that climate, you are able to hear and able to receive. Somebody say a loud amen. Number four. Determine to pray abundantly in the spirit. To determine to pray and worship abundantly in the spirit, in tongues, to connect his voice. Pray and worship abundantly in the spirit. When we say pray in the spirit, we are talking about praying in tongues abundantly to connect his voice. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 to verse 10, the Bible said, but as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them to us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things. Yeah. The deep things of God. So when you begin to pray, the Spirit begins to search. Lakatiko babarata tanega la preda gakushita paura. Zangelete frito babagaranta tendinze gledina poro tozia siti kili magaragadi situ toba. Langarato ababina natase frito satalina matara katido burundi agazanatesi. Leko ba antratizia natalato farauta tizina kalatata redi gladis in taratugide. Manga le tape torotoni kikiragadine siti frito zidi. Leko to paratasatigo gorba. It's like sounding the dead. You know the way they sound the depth of oceans. How many of you understand the sounding of the depth of oceans in oceanography or whatever it is, they are sounding and releasing sound to find out how deep the ocean is. That is how you are doing. The Bible said in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and in verse 3, he said, he does 2. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him. How be it in the spirit, he speaketh mysteries. On a particular matter, you can just pray continuously in tongues for up to 1 hour. On a particular matter, as baseline. So what is happening is, I need, come. Yeah, come. Stand here. Come. Hallelujah. Lakoko babarata tisine kalavata paradoga shagalaga di kalada city fetal kosokolagara hagasatishti. So what is resident in the heart of God, the Spirit of God takes it. The Holy Spirit takes it. It's resident in the heart of God. The Holy Spirit takes it and communicates it into the spirit of the man. And the spirit of the man makes it available into the understanding of the man. So it's a channel. So after you pray for a while, what is in the heart and spirit of God flowed, and all of a sudden your mind is understanding. Is this what God wants me to do? Most times, it might not necessarily be a voice, but a sudden knowing, a sudden perception. A sudden understanding. This is what God wants you to do. What is in the heart of God, your mind cannot know. So the Holy Spirit takes it from him, transmits it into the spirit of man. The spirit of man flows it into the understanding of man. That was how Oral Roberts knew that he was going to build Oral Roberts University. And all the other things that God did for him. So it's very, very important. That was how I knew about what God was going to do with my life and ministry. That was how I knew about my marital destiny and what God had in mind for marriage for me. Praying abundantly in the Spirit. Until it explodes in understanding. And you know the way you know your name. That this is what God is saying. Hallelujah. Give the Lord the praise. Go and take your seat. Hallelujah. And if we will pray enough. And pray enough in the Holy Spirit. There are many, many things we will get to know. Without struggling for a prophet to prophesy something to us. Many, many things. We'll get to know. And so, that is, pray, determined to pray and worship. And worship in the spirit is just melody to the tongues. Shakola barada gazigala bara. That combines two powers, the power of worship and the power of praying in the spirit. And it's just there. Papa Yedepa said they took them to Canaan land. When they were looking for land to move the church to, after they have overwhelmed Raji about where they were. And they kept on taking them out of town, out of town, out of town, out of town, all the way to Otah. Far, far, far into the bush. You see, on the way going, was very angry with the people. Are they okay? We are talking about church. You are bringing us to this place. Did we tell you we are looking for a farmland? He said he laid his hands around the gate of the place there, just to say, well, Father, we thank you. And just so that the people don't feel bad that their effort was wasted. Father, we worship you. While he was tonguing and like that, he said, this is the place. What? This is which place? If he had come there and just, okay, well, thank you for your effort, let's go, and turn back, that would have been it. But he just, Koko baradis, ala baradialo, sotolo baradis, liko baranatezo baraya. This is the place. Wow. And as it is the place. People didn't mind that there was no road. All roads led to that place from everywhere in the world. All roads led to that place because it is the place. Hallelujah. So this is the power. These are the things that we can do to fine-tune our spirit and be able to receive from the Lord. What number are we? Number four, determine to pray and worship abundantly in the spirit. Number five, maintain an inquiry mode. Inquiry mode. Inquiry mode is the mode of asking questions. Maintain an inquiry mode to access his voice. Jeremiah chapter 6 and in verse 16, he said, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? Inquire. Asking. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1 all the way to verse 4. I'll stand upon my watch, and I'll watch to see what he will say unto me, and what I shall answer. I am watching to see what God will say unto me. There was nobody in the Bible, especially in the Old Testament, that walked in this realm like Paul, like David, and probably Paul. In 1 Samuel 23, verse 2 and in verse 4, Samuel was in Keilah. Was about to go to Keilah when he heard that the Philistines were there. Therefore, David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go and smite these Philistines? And the Lord said unto David, go and smite the Philistines and save Keilah. 4. Then David inquired of the Lord again, and the Lord answered him and said, arise, go to Keilah, for I will deliver the Philistines into your hands. He was always asking. But when he finished, he has finished delivering the people, and Saul heard he was there. Saul was coming to look for him. He did not assume that he would be safe in the land of the people he delivered. He didn't assume. He said, your servant David has heard that Saul is coming. Will he come? Yes, he will come. Will the men deliver me into his hand? Will Saul come? Tell your servant, O Lord. And the Lord said he will come down. Then said David, will the men of Keilah deliver me and my men into the hand of Saul? And the Lord said, they will deliver you. He ran. You see, our assumption can bring destruction. He did not assume that I just finished fighting for them, they will save me. He had to ask God, these people that I just finished fighting for, will they protect me or they will hand me over to Saul? He said, they will hand you over to Saul. You see people? Do you see people? You see people? If you talk of betrayal, it didn't start today. You fight for somebody, he hands you over to your enemies. But David continued. In 1 Samuel chapter 30 verse 8, when the Amalekites smote him, David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after these troops? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them and without fail recover all. 2 Samuel chapter 2 verse 1. David is inquiring of the Lord again. And it came to pass after this that David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go up into any of the cities of Judah? And the Lord said unto him, go up. And David said, where should I go? And he said, unto Hebron. This was that Hebron where the elders anointed him king over Judah. Do you understand? He was always inquiring of the Lord. So one day there was so much famine in the land. What is going on, Lord? Why is there so much famine? 2 Samuel 21 verse 1. Why is there so much scarcity in the land? Then there was a famine in the days of David, 3 years. Year after year, and David inquired of the Lord, and the Lord answered, it is because of Saul, for his bloody house, because he slew the Gibeonites. You understand? This man was busy always asking the Lord, and the Lord was busy answering him. He doesn't even have to be in the middle of any situation. Lord, is there anything you are telling me today? Is there anything you are saying to me? Please let me not miss any signal today. Is there anything you are saying? Very, very important. Very important. Maintain an inquiry mode. Number 6, maintain the listening mode to access his voice. Maintain the listening mode. Listening. Psalm 85 verse 8. It said, I will hear what God the Lord will speak. I will hear. It's deliberate. It is intentional. It's calculated. I will hear. No matter what the devil wants, I must hear. I will hear. John chapter 10 verse 27. He said, my sheep hear my voice. They hear. And Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1 all the way to verse 4. We read it. I will hear what he will say. I will stand on my watch, set me on the tower, watch to see what he will say and what I shall answer. I watch to hear. You maintain a listening mode. How many of you have listened to a tape before, or a CD, or a message, and then you listen to it again and you realize, in the last time, a few days, 3 days ago or 4 days ago, I was in the book of 1 Samuel, and I reached, I believe, 1 Samuel chapter 24, where Saul was pursuing David, and Saul had surrounded David roundabout. David and his men were here. Saul had surrounded him roundabout, just to overrun David and smite him and kill him. He's pursuing David. Then messengers came to Saul and said, the Philistines have invaded the land. Come quickly. That was what took him from pursuing David. At that point, I just realized that God can organize distraction for your pursuers. Hey! Can the media place that scripture for us? I believe it was 1 Samuel 24. That God can organize distraction for your pursuers. Come quickly, come quickly. Philistines have invaded the land. They are looking for it. And he left. That was how he ran from pursuing David. And David was safe. But listen, that is not my point at all. When I saw that drastic light, I said to myself, how many revelations like this did I miss because I didn't look well? of your God ordained teachers. I found the place where I can put my heart. I have found the place where I can be myself. A place where I can have no secret to hide. A place where I am still safe after it all. And with the Lord, I can be naked and not ashamed. With the Lord, I can be open and have no fears. For I found in you a friend that I can trust. That is why you will remain my great physician. Isaiah chapter 30 verse 20, and though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet shall not thy teachers be far removed into a corner anymore. But thine eyes shall see thy teachers, and thy ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. When you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left. That is, no matter what you pass through, no matter the kind of adversity you are passing through, no matter the affliction you think you are going through, don't be far from the voice of your teachers. Don't be far from instruction. Don't say, I won't go to church again because the adversity is too much. The problem is too much. I won't listen to any message anymore. You won't remove your teachers far. But when you are close to the voice of your teachers, then your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, go in it. Out of the preaching will come his speaking to you. He's speaking. If God can use a donkey to speak to a prophet, he can use his servants to speak to you. We look at the life of Samuel in 1 Samuel chapter 3 verse 4 all the way to verse 8. When God was trying and the Lord called Samuel and he answered, here am I. And he ran unto Eli and said, here am I. For thou called me. And he said, I called not. Lie down again. And he went to lay down. Now this continued three times. God was calling Samuel, but it was the voice of Eli he was hearing. It was the voice of Eli. It was the voice of Eli. That is, God uses the voice of your teacher, your pastor, your prophet to speak to you. He uses their faces to speak to you also. That is why people have encounters in the dream of the night and they receive direction and receive instruction. But you keep close to the voice of your teachers. You keep close to the voice of your prophet. You maintain contact with your God ordained teachers. He passes through their voice to speak to you. Number 8, take advantage of the night season. Take advantage of the night season. Take advantage of the night season. Psalm 16 verse 7. With the Lord it can be open. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. Daniel chapter 2 verse 19. He said, Daniel and his colleagues desired mercies of the God of heaven, then was the secret revealed to Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven, took advantage of the night seasons. And then Acts chapter 16 verse 9. Acts chapter 16 verse 9. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. Come to Macedonia and help us. Paul the apostle was getting direction. Now, if you want to know the background of this, go back to chapter 16, verse 6. Okay? Now, when they had gone throughout Phrygia and the region of Galatia, they were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia. Forbidden. He said, go into all the world and preach. But in this case, you are forbidden. Next verse. And when they come to Mysia, they wanted to go to Bithynia, but the Spirit allowed them not. Don't go there. And they passing by Mysia came down to Troas. Okay. I shouldn't preach in Asia. I shouldn't preach in Bithynia. What do you want me to do? Then a vision appeared to him in the night. A man of Macedonia is saying, come, we need you here. And that was how he came into Macedonia. Hallelujah. Before we went into Liberia, God took me on a tour of the country after the war and the ravages in the country. And I looked at it, and how that the land is in need before we went there. So God will use a night season. You take advantage. About 3 nights ago, there was something I was inquiring about something. Today is just 2 nights ago. There's something I was inquiring about, and my heart was heavy upon certain clarities on something. And I was in that mood until I slept. And as I slept, after a few hours, I had very vivid revelation in the form of a dream. That was a clarity of what was on my heart before I slept. Am I communicating? So, there are times where you sleep with expectation and then you can wake up with revelation. You take advantage of the night seasons. The night season is a season of high spiritual transmission. High spiritual signals transmission. Somebody say a loud amen. A louder amen. A louder amen. Loud most amen. Loud most amen. Number 9. Are we in number 9? Engage in periodic fasts to access his voice or for direction. Engage in periodic fasts to access his direction. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 6 and in verse 8. Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that he break every yoke. Verse 8, then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Light breaking forth. Light is guidance. Psalm 119 verse 9. Psalm 119 verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So there are situations in your life where you need direction and you decided to take a fast. I have done that many, many times. Acts 13, 1 to 2. There were in the church that was at Antioch, certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, Lucius, that's number 3, Manae, that's number 4, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Manae, as the minister to the Lord, and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. You see, so they fasted and direction came. Somebody say amen. So you don't only fast as warfare. Let me deal with the devil. We don't only fast. Lord, I am looking for this. We can fast for direction. Lord, I'm waiting on you. I need you to show me which way to go. We engage in periodic fast and we can access direction. Number 10, finally. Take advantage of prayers of agreement for corporate direction. When the direction we are looking for may be more than just one person. Prayers of agreement with the brethren for corporate CORPORATE for corporate direction. Hallelujah. You take advantage. That was what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did. When direction bothered them, they needed to know what to do. In Daniel chapter 2, verse 16, 17, 18, 19. Then Daniel went in and desired of the king that he will give him time and that he will show the king the interpretation. Now, then Daniel went to his house and made it known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, that they together would desire mercies of God concerning this secret. Then that Daniel and his fellows should not perish. As they prayed together, direction came that bothered all of them. There was a secret revealed. That was also what we saw in Acts 13, 1 to 2, what we just saw. They were together, plenty of them. And as they prayed, God spoke to all of them. So, you can have corporate direction for what God is showing to us. Before I went into medical school, it was clear to me that I was going to the medical school. And I was going to study medicine, become a doctor. And then we were in a little prayer group with brethren. That was even in the Methodist church at that time. Little, but it was fire, Holy Ghost people. And while we were praying, one of the women there, I don't know her now, if I can't know her, she said, that brother there, as we were praying, I saw you wearing this dress that medical doctor wear. With your stethoscope on your neck. I say, yes, I'm aware. That is before I even stepped into the medical school. So in corporate praying, there could be things that can come like that, but most times it is what you already know. And I don't want anybody to hang on a prophecy to do what is not, what God has not shown you or what you are not convinced about. How do we get direction is another thing, but I can't do that tonight because of time. But I'm sure somebody received something tonight. Is somebody blessed tonight?
Was the teaching too calm for you? Should I have been shouting? not everything requires a shout. Hallelujah. So let's go by the 10 tuning ways where we can secure direction. Everybody read with me. Want to go? Maintain a spiritual disposition. Read it out. Let it be louder. 1, 2, 3. Create a climate of worship and praise to connect his voice. 4. Determine to pray and worship abundantly in the spirit and tongues to connect his voice. 5. Maintain an inquiry mode to access his voice. 6. Maintain the listening mode to access his voice. 7. Maintain contact with your God ordained teachers. 8. Take advantage of the night season. 9. Engage in periodic fast to access his voice of direction. And 10. Take advantage of prayers of agreement for corporate direction. Stand up on your feet and give him the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Hallelujah. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. Would you lift up your hands everywhere you are? Giving him the praise. Giving him the honor. Giving him the adoration. And say after me, and say, Father. Louder, say, Father. Thank you tonight for your word to me. In the name of Jesus, I receive
the grace
to hear your word.
To hear your word.
Can you place those points on the screen? We'll take it 30 seconds per point. So after 30 seconds, you move to the next point. We'll do that under 5 minutes. And so you say, Lord, give me the grace to maintain a spiritual disposition. I refuse to live a carnal life. And then you move to the next, and then to the next, and then to the next. Within 30 seconds, it should change to the next one. Change to the next one. Now lift your voice. Let's start with the first one. And say, Father.
Father.
I ask for the grace to maintain a spiritual disposition to access your voice. Deliver me from the life of carnality and fleshly living in Jesus' name. Open your mouth and pray. Pray a spiritual disposition. Take the next one. Keep going. Help me to cultivate the climate of the world. To connect your voice. Help me, Lord, to value your word. To value your word. To connect the climate of the world. To value your word. In order to connect your voice. Grace to pray and worship abundantly in the spirit to connect your voice. Help me with that grace to pray and to worship abundantly in the spirit in tongues to connect your voice. Lika paranani go soro to sala kagala kare na hadi. Lepereka seto fete sina kagala kagala. Help me to maintain an inquiry mode to access your voice. To maintain an inquiry mode to access your voice. To maintain an inquiry mode to access your voice. To maintain an inquiry mode to access your voice. Lina maradaga sete la barada. To maintain an inquiry mode in order to access your voice. Help me to maintain the listening mode. To be a listener. Maintaining nance of the listening mode. It's So maintain my contact with my God ordained teachers to access your word. Contact with God ordained teachers to access your word. Access your God.
With you, Lord, I can be open and have no fear. For I found in you a friend that I can trust. That is why.
Help me to be able to take advantage of the night season. To take advantage of the night season. To engage in periodic fasting, to access your voice and direction. I need to be able to take advantage of prayer from agreement for corporate direction. Let God take care of me. Run up and take care of me. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Lord heard and answered us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We take this communion tonight as communion of direction, communion of sensitivity. John chapter 5 verse 30. We have a master that was sharp. I can of my own self do nothing. But as I hear, I judge. Father, the capacity to hear, to see, to know, to feel, to perceive. Through the body and the blood of Jesus, we receive. Every demon of spiritual blindness, spiritual deafness, we declare it cursed to its roots. And with this communion, every trace of sickness or affliction in the life of anybody, we declare it is flushed out. In the name of Jesus, whatever the blood of Jesus has handled that is a challenge in your life, I declare that it be handled in your life today. In Jesus' precious name. Anywhere you are watching this program and you need to surrender your life to Jesus, place your hand on your chest and pray this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, louder. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever.
backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, amen. You pray that prayer, you meant it. Can I see your hand up? You pray the prayer, you meant it. To surrender your life to Jesus, to have your sins forgiven. Quickly carry your Bibles and your bags and come forward. While they are doing so, let the communion position also be taken. Go ahead in the singing. I live for Jesus. All right, go ahead. Everywhere you are, come forward and surrender your life to Jesus.
With you, Lord, I can be
quickly, quickly, quickly step forward. Quickly, quickly, quickly step forward, yeah.
That is why you're
glory
in my great
business. See with you, Lord, I can be naked. Place your hand by your chest and pray after me, those of you in the front, and say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I surrender my life to you. Today, it is my decision to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I decree the hold of the enemy broken. Grace to live for God is released upon you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Give the Lord the praise.